In just 5 minutes, a lot can change. For some people in Myanmar, it's a life-saving difference. I'm Ruth Kramer, inviting you to stay tuned for a look at that story, plus other stories of hope and good news, something we could all use today. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Let's get started. Myanmar's president is telling people to leave the Delta as the floodwaters rise. So far, 12 out of 14 regions have been hit hard. Yes, they're used to monsoon season, but Greg Kelly of World Mission says their partner's telling them it's one of the worst in decades.
We're trying to position just the basic survival components into the hands of people, such as clothing, blankets, rice, medicine, and clean water, and that creates an amazing opportunity to share the gospel.
A $40 kit gets a family by for a week. For a little bit extra, the treasure, a solar-powered audio Bible, is included.
Because so many of the Burmese people are illiterate or oral learners, and so we'll have Burmese New Testaments on each treasure that we'll deliver.
So this isn't just another disaster story.
Something supernatural happens when a heart opens itself up to the good news of Jesus Christ, that interaction happens and God touches them and convicts them, and we're seeing Buddhists give their lives to Christ.
Myanmar's flooding isn't the only big news in Southeast Asia. Wycliffe Associates' Brent Ropp.
Officially, Christianity is at less than 2% in the entire area. But we would venture to say that that number is actually growing quite rapidly and is probably in the 8 to 10 percentile range at this point.
What he's saying is that new believers are hungry for God's word. Wycliffe Associates provides the tools needed to get scripture in their languages.
We're using some new translation methodologies, but we're also using technology.
And they need your help to keep it going.
We have a translation training fund set up, and anybody who wants to make a contribution to that can simply contact us on our website, which is wycliffeassociates.org.
This is Mission Network News. A failed truce in Colombia has had a direct impact on Compassion International's work in Ecuador. See, terrorists blew up an oil pipeline 7 weeks ago and accidentally contaminated the river connecting Colombia to Ecuador. 390 sponsored kids were without clean water for a while, so Compassion is literally giving a cup of cold water in Jesus' name. But since it's also the worst environmental disaster in a decade, nobody knows what's next. Would you keep praying for the Ecuador team? And here's another reason to pray. Amnesty International is voting on whether or not they should support making prostitution legal worldwide. In the mix of it all, one of the groups is being totally forgotten. The kids. Jonathan Ballback of Help India Kids says,
the sex trade is not victimless, and so the children who are the offspring of the mother's business are at risk.
Boys are often abandoned, and girls are raised up to work in the trade. But Help India Kids is offering an alternative: shelter, education, and the message that Jesus loves them.
We're a small drop in the bucket, but we go in trying to bring change, trying to bring hope, trying to bring a future to these children, trying to give them life in this world and ultimately life eternal.
Help India Kids wants to add a second home for the girls' ministry, and they could use your support. Look for the links at our website. And an unexpected hero went from killing corn and peanuts to stopping hunger. Stick with me on this. Food for the Hungry's Bolivia program turned a local crop-eating pest, the red-fronted macaw, into a kind of tourist attraction. Bringing in more travelers means tour guide jobs for the community, more customers at local shops, and even a new road that makes it easier for sightseers and farmers to travel to and from town. Because Food for the Hungry works through the local church, the gospel goes too. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's really not too early to plan for 2016, so get your free 2015-16 inspirational calendar from Family Christian Stores. The calendar is a visual reminder each month of who God is and why we should trust Him and follow His ways. Give us a call at 1-800-995-4828 to get yours, or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.